Dear young black males, if you're going to be sexually active, please strap up. Wear a condom. STD rates amongst African American males and females are ridiculously higher than any other ethnic group. Did you know that African Americans are the most affected by HIV? Yes, it's true. You've got to educate yourself. There's no reason for you to be uneducated about safe sex. You can Google information from reliable sources, go on YouTube, or visit your doctor to get helpful information. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Be afraid of what STDs you can get. And for the record, if you contract HIV, you'll have to live with it for the rest of your life. Many people think that they're immune when it comes to catching something, but nobody's exempt. Believe that. Protect yourself or risk being infected. Just because somebody looks good doesn't mean that they're safe or cool to fool around with. Don't be fooled. Now I would like to encourage you young black males, if you do get a young lady pregnant, please do what's right. Especially if you know what it's like to be growing up without a father, or you have grown up without a father. I just want to encourage you to do this one thing. Everything that you feel, imagine what your child or children will feel. If you're feeling angry, sad, hurt, or you may be bitter about the whole situation because your father was never in your life, or if your father was a part of your life, he wasn't, you know, he didn't really leave an impact or have an impact, you know, on or in your life. Remember what I stated earlier, you are equally responsible. If a young lady tells you that she's on, you know, some form of birth control, whether it be, you know, she may say, I'm on the pill, so, you know, I can't get pregnant, or whatever other form of birth control that she may be using, it is still up to you to wear a condom as well. I cannot stress it enough. If you do not want children, you must wear a condom every time. And especially if you're hooking up with a young lady. I know some of you, the lingo and everything that you guys use today, I guess it's called, some of you may be going to do what you call a booty call. I guess that's what it's, a booty call. That's what I hear a lot of young adults say. Or you may be a young adult and you may have what you call, you know, a serious relationship where you're really into this girl. But again, remember, it only takes one time to get her pregnant. And it only takes one time to contract an STD. And God forbid, it only takes one time to catch HIV, to contract HIV and or AIDS. So, you know, this is a topic that many people just do not like to talk about. But I feel like I have an obligation because I work with youth. I go speak with youth. As a matter of fact, let me just take a minute to introduce myself. My name is Stephanie LaHart. I'm an author, poet, youth motivational speaker for at-risk teens, teen mentor, and an entrepreneur. So I go speak with at-risk teens at juvenile hall and all over. So and I hear so many young adults, you know, especially young black men, you know, they get these little young ladies pregnant. And then some of you guys, you just either stop messing around with the girl and you move on, you know, because in a sense, I get it. You're young and you don't want this responsibility. But then this is where I need to drive home. If you do not want that kind of responsibility, this is the way you need to think. You need to think responsibly. And like I stated, always wear a condom. If you know you're getting ready to go hook up with a girl and do your thing, don't expect her to have the necessary things for protection. You take the initiative and you make sure you bring condoms along with you. So I just wanted to make this short video, and hopefully I encourage you guys out there to be safe. Like I said, we're in 2018, so there's no reason why you are not, you know, doing what's right and protecting your own self. And if you are sexually active, I would strongly encourage you to go get tested. You know, just because you may feel healthy, you may look healthy, you don't know. If you're out there having unprotected sex, you can contract anything at any time. I know there's a lot of beautiful young ladies out there, and your hormones are probably on overdrive, but you must protect yourself. You don't want to be living life with regrets. You end up getting something. Oh, and that's another thing I want to bring home. If you do not be responsible and protect yourself, and a young lady gives you something, in actuality, you don't have a right to be upset. Now, I get it. Is it right? Especially if they knew they had something and they still had sex with you. No, it's not right. You know, it's very deceitful. But the reason why I'm making this video is to give you some powerful food for thought. These type of things can happen. So why put yourself in a position where you can make yourself vulnerable? Just always strap up. And I encourage you to not just sleep around like that. I mean, that's just very irresponsible. It really is. And you just never know. You don't know what other men these young ladies are sleeping around with. You guys are young. For some of you, you think it's fun. It's the thing to do. But I'm telling you, it's not the thing to do. You may just get caught up one day. And some things, like I stated, you cannot get rid of. And HIV and AIDS is one of them. So again, I am Stephanie LaHart. If you enjoyed this video, I would appreciate it if you will give it a thumbs up. Please don't be shy. If you would like to leave a comment, I welcome those as well. And if you feel like somebody else can benefit from this video, I would appreciate it if you would share it. And again, you know, I just greatly appreciate you guys listening in. This is something that I truly enjoy doing, just making videos that are informative. I also do videos with quotes and poems and articles and passages. So, you know, if you visit my podcast, you know, make sure that you look through the other ones, because there may be some other ones that you will enjoy listening to as well. Thank you so very much. And again, if you would like to follow me on social media, you can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Peace.